ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवय
नित्यं भागवत सेवय
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंदगोपकुमाराय
नंदगोपकुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 16, titled Praise of King Prithu by Professional Reciters. Text 20. अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथमत्त चापः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथमत्त चापः
प्रयस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
प्रयस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथम अत्त चापः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथम अत्त चापः
पर्यस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
पर्यस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथमात्त चापः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथमात्त चापः
प्रयस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
प्रयस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
गोप्तै कवीर नरदेवनाथः
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
आस्थया जैत्रं रथमात्त चापः
आस्थया जैत्रं रथमात्त चापः
प्रयस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
प्रयस्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
अयं भो मंडलम ओडयाद्रे
अयं भो मंडलम ओडयाद्रे
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
आय जैत्रं रथम आटचाप्त
आसाय जैत्रं रथमाक्षापः
पर्यासते दक्षिणोतो यथोर्कः
पर्यास्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
अयं भो मंडलम ओदयाद्रे
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
गोप्तै कवीरो नरदेवनाथः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथम आद चापः
आस्थाय जैत्रं रथम आद चापः
पर्यास्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः
पर्यास्यते दक्षिणतो यथार्कः व्हाट वर्ड अयम दिस किंग भुवः ऑफ द वर्ल्ड मंडलम द ग्लोब आ उदय अद्रेह
फ्रॉम
द माउंटेन वेयर द फर्स्ट अपीयरेंस ऑफ द सन इज विजिबल
From the mountain where the first appearance of the sun is visible.
Gopta.
Gopta.
Will protect.
Eka.
Uniquely.
Uniquely.
Viraha.
Viraha.
Powerful heroic.
Powerful heroic.
Naradeva.
Naradeva.
Of all kings.
Of all kings.
Gods in human society.
Gods in human society.
Nathaha.
Nathaha.
The master.
The master.
Asthaya.
Asthaya.
Being situated on.
Being situated on.
Jaitram.
Jaitram.
Victorious.
Victorious.
Ratham.
Ratham.
His chariot.
His chariot.
Atta chapaha.
Atta chapaha.
Holding the bow.
Holding the bow.
Paryasyate.
Paryasyate.
He will circumambulate.
Dakshinataha.
From the southern side.
From the southern side.
Yatha.
Like.
Arkaha.
Arkaha.
The sun.
The sun.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
This king, being uniquely powerful and heroic, will have no competitor. He will travel around the globe on his victorious chariot, holding his invincible bow in his hand and appearing exactly like the sun, which rotates in its own orbit from the south. Purport. In this verse, the word yatharkaha indicates that the sun is not fixed, but it's rotating in its orbit, which is set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita and also in other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the sun rotates in its own orbit at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. Similarly, Brahma Samhita states, the sun rotates in its own orbit according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that the sun is not fixed in one place. As far as Prithu Maharaj is concerned, it is indicated that his ruling power would extend all over the world. The Himalaya mountains from which the sunrise is first seen are called Udayachala or Udayadri. It is herein indicated that Prithu Maharaj's reign over the world would cover even the Himalaya mountains and extend to the borders of all oceans and seas. In other words, his reign would cover the entire planet. Another significant word in this verse is Naradeva. As described in previous verses, the qualified king, be he King Prithu or any other king who rules over the state as an ideal king, should be understood to be God in human form. According to Vedic culture, the king is honored as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he represents Narayan, who also gives protection to the citizens. He is therefore Natha or the proprietor. Even Sanatan Goswami gave respect to Nawab Hussain Shah as Naradeva, although Nawab was a Mohammedan. A king or governmental head must therefore be so competent to rule over the state that the citizens will worship him as God in human form. That is perfectional stage for the head of any government or state. Om Ajnana Tamirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Abhine Gaurat Vishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhirabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sai Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम् Hare Krishna. So we are discussing a series of verses, which are the verses of glorification. And who is glorified here? One of the best kings or incarnation of Lord himself, that is King Prithu. So King Prithu is the Shaktyavesha avatar of the Lord. And here the professional reciters have come and they are glorifying King Prithu, that you are this, you are that, you are so great and so on and so forth. And here in one of the verse which we are currently reading, so they are saying that this king, being uniquely powerful and heroic, will have no competitor. He will travel around the globe on his victorious chariot, holding his invincible bow in his hand and appearing exactly like the sun, which rotates in its own orbit from the south. So he is going to rule the entire world. This is a prophecy that these professional reciters are making. Here one very nice point is there which we can discuss for today's Bhagavatam class. Sun rotates in its own orbit. But we have not learned this in our schools. Yes. We have learned that sun is fixed. Sun is fixed and all the planetary system, all the planets, they rotate around the sun. Whereas here it's very clearly mentioned that sun rotates around its own orbit. Now it's very difficult to believe in all these things. Yes, you see that one should have complete faith in scriptures. If one does not have complete faith in scriptures, it's very difficult for a person to progress in the path of bhakti. When I was preparing for this session, when I was just reading this, so I was thinking that our only disqualification is our educational qualification. That's the only disqualification of ours. Because if you consider some people from the village, they're so simple. You tell them anything, they'll do. You tell them pay obeisance, they'll pay obeisance. You tell them offer flower, offer tulsi leaves, they will do it without asking any question. But people who are so-called educated in this material world, they feel that, oh, this is there, but then I want some reason for this also. But now the question is that, why is it that the educated people have lost their faith? So we have many, many reasons, out of which one important reason is the rule of the Britishers. Very nicely, Britishers came here, they ruled for a good 200 plus years. And when they were ruling, one very abominable thing that they did was change the education system. Change the education system in such a way that they removed the independent language, that is Sanskrit. They removed it, yes. Even today, if someone wants to read Sanskrit or understand or study Sanskrit, we need to have a tabular column where we have a language which we know and then we can learn Sanskrit. Yes? Like for example, if we know English and then we want to learn Sanskrit. So it's like we'll have a tabular column where in one side it is given on to you and then in Sanskrit, bhavataha, or something like that. That's how people are learning Sanskrit now. But this was not the case previously. People would learn Sanskrit and they would speak in Sanskrit language. And as a result of that, they were very easily able to understand what is given in various scriptures. Very easily. And that is the reason that Indians had complete faith in the scriptures, because they were able to realize whatever is given in scriptures. But then, all glories to these white-skinned people, the Britishers who came, literally created a havoc where they very nicely, strategically placed all the Vedic scriptures in a category called mythology or mythology. Last Sunday, when I was giving a class, one person was asking me this question, that I don't have complete faith in the Hindu mythology. So I was thinking in my mind, you yourself are saying mythology, how will you have faith? Yes. Myth basically means that which has not happened any time. But this, what is his name, Macaulay, he writes at one place, he says that our goal and our agenda is that somehow we have to change the mentality of Indians in such a way that they remain Indians only in color and speech, but English in thought process and opinions. And congratulations to him. He's very much successful. Very much successful. Even when now we educated people meet together, we say Indian mythology. Sometimes I've heard devotees saying this. Ramayana, Mahabharata mythology. Maybe we don't know the meaning of mythology. That is the reason. Yes. So this is one. Already because of our education system, which was created by Britishers, that has ruined our faith. And the other contamination that we are getting is from the media and social, I mean, this big screen, small screen, media, social media, etc. So it's very painful to see that how the Indian directors, they direct movies in such a way that people lose faith in the Vedic scriptures. Yes, so many movies have come up. This movie, oh my God. So people watch this movie and then they were texting me. So at that time I was doing service of e-counseling. So many mails I was getting that Prabhu, in this particular movie, this particular thing is spoken. So is it correct? Is it correct? So like that, so many questions were coming, so many counseling questions were coming. I had to watch that movie and check, you know, what exactly is there. It was really abominable. Trying to literally remove the faith, literally destroy the faith of the faithful people in the Vedic scriptures and in all the wonderful authentic procedures that are there in India, prevalent from time immemorial, right? But one thing we have to understand is, it's not easy to understand these things. Like for example now, Sun is rotating around in its own orbit. How will we see this? What are we going to do? There is no spaceship, or there is nothing which actually, no rocket which can go near the Sun and see which is the orbit and what is the thing and go around. Yes? And understand. Not possible. The only problem with us is that we are very proud of our seeing, our perceiving. Perception. All of us know that human beings have got four defects. What are those? First, defective senses. Second, we are easily illusioned. Third, propensity to cheat. And fourth, committing mistakes. Now when we have these four defects, how can we say that whatever we perceive, that is true? And whatever I perceive, that is only the fact. That is only the, that is only absolute. Yes. So this is the pride that has creeped in our heads. Because many things around us are giving us more and more importance. Like for example, our likes on Facebook page, our comments, they give us so much of importance. So much of importance. Every single place, opinions are put forward. Opinions, and then when it comes to perception, this is what I feel, that is what I feel. It was the first session of Gita course, which I was taking in Melandur. So one person came at the end of the session and he started saying, oh, you said about Dhritarashtra and the entire setup of Mahabharata, that was very nice, Kurukshetra. But I have an opinion. According to me, this body is like Kurukshetra. And we, spirit soul inside the body, are Arjuna. And Paramatma inside the heart is actually Krishna. So all of us have got Kurukshetra with us. So I don't think we need to really, actually take it the way it is given. I was so furious, but since it was first session, I just tolerated. In the next session, we literally made this point that we are not at all eligible to give our opinions and perceptions, especially when it comes to spiritual facts. Because if we are really qualified to give opinions about spiritual facts, it means we are pure devotees and we are able to see Krishna face to face. Simple. Yes? Only when we see Krishna face to face, then it's possible that we can give our opinions. Once Prabhupada was hearing this Krishna kidnapping Rukmini. So Krishna book was read for him and Prabhupada was hearing that. Prabhupada suddenly, he started saying, yes, Rukmini was a very bold lady, very bold. Rukmini was so bold that she was driving chariot when Krishna kidnapped her. Now the one who was reading, he was searching, there is nowhere that is given. Nowhere. But only a pure devotee can see something, you know, which is, you know, which we cannot perceive, which we cannot perceive. Yes. Only they can understand this, because they are the ones who get direct connection. They have direct connection with the Lord. In fact, Prabhupada said so many times that these purports are not my purports. Krishna dictated and I have done. Yes. So it's only pure devotees can do. We cannot. We are Baddha Jivas. We are fallen souls. So much of contamination is there in the heart. How can we understand scriptures? By our own speculation. Yes. Or our own philosophy. No. When we give our own philosophy, how can we say that that is correct and absolute? So Shabda Praman is the basis. Shabda Praman is final. There is no question about that. When it is given here, it means it exists. There is no question about that. Yes. In fact, we see that if we really want to understand about Krishna, Krishna is like father, and we say scriptures are like mother. So only when we approach our scriptures with lot of awe and reverence, and we ask the scriptures, can you please tell me something about Krishna? Yes. With that mood, when we approach the scriptures, it's possible to understand about Krishna. So when we approach the scriptures in this mood and not in a mood of challenge, then only we can understand Krishna, or else not possible. Yes. In one of the places, I was just reading that the only thing that can help us is Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. If we don't have faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then it's not possible to progress on the path of bhakti. Yes. So we say the Shastra Chakshu, that is very, very important to progress on the path of bhakti. And Divya Gyan or Divya Chakshu is awarded by the Guru himself. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. Yes. So only when these things happen, we can literally progress on the path of bhakti. Or else we'll be stuck where we are. We'll be stuck very badly. It is given in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami quotes. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indri Sevon Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Evas Puratyada. So he's saying that Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes cannot be captured by our blunt senses. Because these are jad, these are dead. So these dead senses cannot capture Chidghan, a personality is full of just spirit. We cannot capture him. We cannot understand that. The only way we can understand is through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Only when the person has complete faith in this, then it is possible that we can get, we can progress in advance on the path of bhakti. Or if you remember this moon landing case which had happened. So Prabhupada's servant was massaging him. And then he's seeing on the television the moon landing. And Prabhupada said they cannot go to moon. And servant is arguing, no, no, they have gone to moon. We are seeing they have gone to moon. And it went on to such an extent that he left. The servant left Prabhupada. Can you imagine leaving Prabhupada? Yes, personal service of Prabhupada. But this, the worm called doubt that can eat up all the faith that we have now within us. But then I was just meditating that how can we get faith? How can we get faith in scriptures? It is possible only by the blessings of a pure devotee. Or it's not possible. Yes. Faith in scriptures and determination in our day-to-day sadhana is possible only by the mercy of a pure devotee. Yes. Arjunacharya, one of the personalities, he was reading Bhagavad Gita. So 922, Ananyas Chintayanto Maam Ye Jana Pariupasate. What is next? Tesham Mithya Abhyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. He saw this Yogakshemam Vahamyaham and he was thinking, Vahamyaham means personally Lord will come to deliver. He is saying, how is it possible? How will Lord come personally? What he did, you know, he took the pen and he striked out that particular word. And then he wrote that he will send his agents. So this is what Arjunacharya did. Now Arjunacharya went out to take bath after doing this act. Then two boys came. Prabhupada describes this pastime very nicely. Two boys came and they were having a nice rod and they were carrying some load. So in that there were nice foodstuffs, nice ghee, rice and vegetables, fruits, etc. They came to the house of Arjunacharya. Now when they came to the house, only wife was there, Arjunacharya's wife. And then she was so enamored by seeing the beauty of these two kids. And then she started asking that, why you're carrying such a heavy load? Then these two kids, very smart, very intelligent. They said, that it's your husband Arjunacharya who gave us this load. And when we said that we'll not carry, at that time he bet us very badly. And then they turned and they showed the marks behind on the back. And this lady became very, very furious on Arjunacharya. So it is a custom that only when the husband eats, then in the same plate, wife will eat. Obviously, now it is not followed. I'm talking about Vedic culture. Yes. So these boys left and she became so furious. She prepared the foodstuffs and she started eating. Now Arjunacharya came and then Arjunacharya seeing, you know, the wife is eating, he has not eaten. And then Arjunacharya, you know, he started asking, what are you doing? Then he realized that he cannot ask such a question. Then he somehow modified the question. Then she started speaking. Then she said, how can you beat very nice, innocent, beautiful kids? Firstly, you give them heavy load to carry. And along with that, you beat them also. What sort of person you are? What sort of Brahmana you are? A Brahmana is supposed to be soft, soft-hearted. And you're so hard-hearted that you beat, you know, such innocent kids. Now Arjunacharya was thinking, I didn't do anything. Why is this lady telling like this? And then he said that, no, I didn't do anything like this. I just went to take bath. Then it struck to Arjunacharya that what he did in the book, yes, in Bhagavad Gita, when he striked out that line that Lord personally comes to deliver, Lord has proved personally by coming there. So those two boys were non-different than Krishna and Balram. So these two people were there and they personally came. Then Arjunacharya goes back and he sees his striked out mark was not there. So Lord, whatever is given here in scriptures, that is final. We have to just have complete faith. I was sitting close to my spiritual master and I was asking one question. And then that question was a bit weird maybe. This was a couple of years back. I don't remember that question exactly. He looked at me. Why don't you have complete faith in whatever Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita? Have complete faith. Every word given in Bhagavad Gita is true because Krishna himself has spoken. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. So all our acharyas and all the Guru Parampara, they make this very important point that don't doubt anything given in scriptures. Yes. Especially when it is coming from a bona fide source. And also only by reading scriptures, only by Shravanam, one can actually understand Krishna, or there is no other way. No other way. Only by Shravanam. If our Shravanam is not proper because of this worm called doubt or faithlessness, then we'll never be able to understand Krishna, never get attracted to Krishna. Yes. So if we have any doubt, one important thing that we can do is go and ask the superiors. Before asking, we have to do service. Yes. Because when we properly serve, our heart will be ready to accept whatever the other person is speaking. So in this way, here when Prabhupada is writing that the sun is not fixed but is rotating in its orbit, which is said by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is absolutely true. And suppose even if the sun is not moving and if it is fixed, it will start moving because Prabhupada is saying. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Yes. So I stop here. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, we can discuss. Yes, please.
Starting, you have said that all the people in this world are making their own opinions.
Yes.
So they are also living in this world.
Yes.
So we will also come across those opinions.
Yes.
So how we should respond, we should react, and how we should take it.
If it is not related to scriptures, normally what I do is I just ignore. Only when it comes to scriptures I speak. And that too I see if the person is really receptive. If the person is arrogant and adamant, I don't speak. I just leave the place. So, and this works. This works. Because one thing which we have to understand is we are not here to change anyone. We are not here to change anyone. We are here to transform our heart. Yes, our heart. We are here to change ourselves. If someone is making opinion and if we have nothing to do with that person, if he is not our subordinate, and if we are not a Shiksha Guru, then there is no question of going and correcting that person. Yes. So this is what is my opinion. Yes. Theek hai? Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.